You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forto. To kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. It's going to be a wild ride. It's 1976. I was just 4 years old, going on five. The prominence of casinos on Native American reservations can be traced back to a 1976 U.S. Supreme Court decision, which found that state laws, including anti-gambling laws, cannot be applied to reservations without specific approval from Congress. Beech nut chewing gum was 10 cents for five sticks. The minimum wage in 1976 was $2.30 per hour, and the cost of ear piercings was $6 a pair, way before Claire's at the mall. All right, let's do some quotes from 1976. "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore." Peter Finch in Network. "You talking to me?" Robert De Niro as Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver. All right, let's talk about the top metal album. It's 1976, Judas Priest, Sad Wings of Destiny. While Black Sabbath brought a heavier sound that was decidedly more than just rock, Judas Priest arguably defined what came to be heavy metal with the release of Sad Wings of Destiny. The swinging rhythms and slippery arrangement of the masterful Victim of Changes set a new benchmark for the still infantile genre, sliding right into the terse tale of London's most infamous serial killer on the Ripper. The vivacious energy of the riff-hungry Tyrant and the Sabbath-like heft of Deceiver showed the Priest were not to be messed with, as they kick-started on one of metal's best album streaks. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you'll like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. And one last thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays, as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. And one last bit of trivia. Bruce Jenner, stepdad to the Kardashians, won the Olympic decathlon and lived on in infamy because of a box of Wheaties. On that note, please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for First Paw Media, and I'll see you next time.